Today's daf is Me'ila Daf Yud, and we will begin from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amir Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as the Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and for Moshe ben Esther Adol Lipa. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the halachos of Me'ila with regards to karbonos that are kosher. Zok the Mishnah, hakoymetz. That's the part of the mincha that went on the Mizbeach. So most menachos, there was a chelik of the mincha that went on the Mizbeach, and then there was a chelik of the mincha that was nechal. The chelik that went on the Mizbeach was the koimetz, v'ha levoino, when the mincha had levoino, v'ha k'toiris, or the k'toiris that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash. U'minchas koyanim, u'minchas koyim mashiach, u'minchas nesachin. Those were three specific types of menachos. We know not all menachos were created equally. So minchas koyanim, that was a mincha that a koyim brought. Minchas koyim mashiach, that was the minchas chavitin that the koyim gadol used to bring every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Machtzisa, baboiker, machtzisa, bein arbayim. Uminchas nesachim, that was the mincha that was brought together with certain karbonos. What was unique about those three menachos is that there was no koyimetz in shirayim, but rather the entire mincha went on the mizbeach. Now, loch is, as it relates to all the aforementioned, again, the koyimetz, the Levoina, the K'toires, and the three specific Menachos where the entire Mincha went on the Mizbeach, known as the Minchas Koyen, and Minchas Koyen Mashiach, and Minchas Asachim, says the Mishnah Mayal and Mehemeshok. Number one, as soon as you Makdish those Menachos, they're already subject to the laws of Me'ila. You don't have to do any Avoida for them to be subject to the laws of Me'ila, but they're naturally considered Kachay Hashem, they're all Kachay Kadashim, and as a result, as soon as you say that I want this to be a Karbon Mincha, that in and of itself gives it the level of Kedusha that it needs in order for it to be subject to the laws of Me'ila. Kitchen Bakli stating that once you Makadish these Menachos with a keli, hukshali, possible for yom b'chus gipurim, ubalino. So then the kedusha gets upgraded. With regards to which halacha is number one, a tful yom and a b'chus gipurim, who ordinarily don't have the ability to be metama, because once someone is tame and he toivels, even though he's not 100% tar until Harav Shemesh, or as it relates to the Dalad Mechuzri Kapara, even though they're not 100% tar until they bring the carbon that they have to bring, stating that there's a special halacha, the Gemara says it's a dinder abanan, that a tful yoim and a Mechuzri Kippurim have the ability to be metame kachim. This, that they have an ability to be metame kachim, is only after these kachim mentioned in the Mishnah were already in a kli of some sorts. Additionally, lina, the psul noiser, is something that's only going to be chal on these karbanos once they were already hukshav a kli. Additionally, v'chayav and olav, mishum noiser u'mishum tamei, you have the chi of noiser, and if someone's tamei and he eats from anything mentioned, halach is he would be chayav karis, however, u'pigol heimba, but Kiddush, there's not going to be the halacha of pickle. So this is like a kitzur shulchan aruch as it relates to koimetz, levoina, k'toyrevs, minchas koyen, minchas koyen, mashiach, minchas nesachim. Obviously, the one halacha that the Mishnah mentioned that's the most pertinent to the mesachta that we're learning is the first halacha, mayalim b'hem v'shehukdishu. We're learning mesachtas me'ila, so we want to know when do the laws of me'ila go into effect with these karbonos. The teretz is mishehukdishu. But derech agav, the Mishnah mentioned that once you're makdish them in a keli, so at that point there's going to be toisei Tefes Kedusha, with regards to what? Number one, they now could become Tomei if they come in contact with a Tfol Yoyim and Mechus HaKippurim. Additionally, they're now subject to the laws of Lina. Additionally, you have the halachas of Noiser and Tomei, meaning if they're in a state of Noiser and somebody eats them, he's Chayiv Karas. If someone's Tomei, Tumas HaGuf, and he eats them, he's going to be Chayiv Karas. And then the Mishnah says, Upigoleimba. But you should know, FYI, all the aforementioned don't have pigle. Sounds like a chiddush. Truth is, it's not a chiddush. The Mishnah is going to explain why it's not a chiddush, and this is really Zvachim 101. Zehakal. This is the rule. Meaning, why is there no pigle? Kol sheyesh lematirim, because the halacha is that any part of a carbon that has matirin ain't chayav in olam mishum pigle v'noyse v'tomei achi akruv matir. So then the halacha is you have pigle, you have noyse v'tomei as well, and when do the pigle, noyse, and tomei go into effect? After the matirim are all brought. V'chol she'ein lematirim. Anything that has no matirim, kimech akidish bekli, the halach is as soon as it becomes kodesh bekli, chayav and olam mishum noiser v'tomei, you're ready to be chayav mishum noiser v'tomei, upigol einba. However, you're not going to have the halach as a pigol. So there's a halach of pigol that says that the only time you chayav karas, so we're talking specifically about the chayav karas, the only time you chayav karas for eating from a carbon that's pigol is if the thing that you ate was a dover sheyesh le matirim. So what does that mean? So the term, dover sheyesh le matirim, is a baru term. You find that in the laws of taruvos. The halacha is that if Isser is Nesarif with Heter, so if you have Roiv Heter or Shisham of Heter connected to Isser, the Heter is Mevatel the Isser. If the Isser, however, is a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirim, there's another way for that Dover also to be Mutter. Rashi says in Masechtas Beyah, Daf Gimel, Acha, Teichlenu, Be Isser, Neichlenu, Be Heter. So the halacha is a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirim doesn't have Bittel. This is the other Dover Sheyesh Lamatirim. This halacha says that any part of a carbon that doesn't need something to be matarit, either lachila or lahaktara, there's nothing that's matarit. If you would eat from that of a carbon that was pigle, the halacha is you wouldn't be chayiv karas. So it's an obscure halacha, but it's really a basic halacha in the laws of pigle. So anything that is a dover sheyesh loy matir, if you eat from it, you're going to be chayiv karas. But a chelik of a carbon that's a dover sheyin loy matir, there was nothing that was matir, so there the halacha is you're not going to be chayiv karas. So for example, the basar of a carbon, the halacha is a dover sheyesh loy matir, because you can't eat from the basar of a carbon until you do the zrika. That means the zrika is what's matter the basar. The dam, the zrika with the dam, is what's matter the basar lachil. That means the basar is a dover sheyesh loy matir. So if somebody would eat from the basar of a carbon pigle, he'd be chayiv karis. The emurim of a carbon are also a dover sheyesh loy matir, because the zrika was matter the haktara. Without zrika, you couldn't put the emurim on the mizbeach. As a result, it comes out the emurim are dover sheyesh loy matir. So dover sheyesh loy matir, the halacha is if you eat from it, when the carbon was pigel, when the carbon was done with one of the machshavas, so the halach is, you're going to be chayiv karis. However, what was mentioned in the Mishnah, the koimitz, the levoina, the k'tairis, the minchas koyin, the minchas koyin mashiach, the minchas nesachim, there was nothing that was matter. Nothing was matter the koimitz. Kmitza is matter the shiore amincha l'achilo. But there's nothing that's matter the koimitz. There's no iser to put the koimitz on the mizbech until you do that. There's no pecking order where we say, you have to do this in order for the koimetz to be mutter to go on the mizbech. The emurim needed the zrika for them to be able to go on the mizbech. But the koimetz didn't require anything for you to be matter the koimetz to go on the mizbech. So it comes out the koimetz is a dovah she'en le'matir. The same is true for the levain, the k'tairis. You had to do something to be matter the k'tairis to go on the mizbech. So the k'tairis went on the mizbech ha'pnimi. But did you need to do something to be matter the k'tairis to go on the mizbech? No, there was nothing that was matter it, so it's a davar she'en le'matir. The minchas kayhan, minchas kayim mashiach, the minchas asachim, used to take the mincha, put it in a klisharis, you gave it k'dush, and then you put the whole mincha on the mizbech. All you did was take the mincha and put it on the mizbech. There was obviously nothing matter it. It's for that reason the halacha is there's no pickle. Additionally, any carbon that has in it matirim, so the halacha is until you makriv the matirim, you're not going to be chayiv mishum noisav etam. Any carbon that has no matirim, the halacha is going to be you don't need to do the matirim to be enforce the halachas of noisav etam, because if there's no matirim to do, then what matirim are you supposed to do? So it's for that reason, as it relates to the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah said, "Koymes levayne k'taris minchas koyin minchas koyin meshech minchas nesachim ma'ilam mishochrishu." That's simple. Kitcham dekli hokshel apostle tfoyam mukhasik purim babelina. That's also simple. That we've seen already earlier in the parak. V'chayav and all mishum noisav mishum tamei upigolein po. So number one, let's go backwards. There's no pigle because it's a davar she'en lematirim. However, although it's a davar she'en lematirim and there's no pigle, there's still going to be noiser, there's still going to be tame, which is a little bit of a chiddush, because once he's telling me there's no pigle, maybe there's no noiser and tame either, as the Gemara is going to discuss in a moment, stating that no, you do have noiser and tame. The noiser and tame you're going to have right away. I isn't the halacha ordinarily that there's no noiser and tame until you mark the matirim? Zaka, when there's matirim? So number one, then you have pigle, because it's a dovah sheyesh le matirim, and there's no noiser and tame until you mark the matirim. When there's no matirim, A, you don't have pigle, and as it relates to the noiser and tame, you do have it, but obviously it's not totally in bringing the matirim, because there are no matirim to bring. So, how do you know what? We said a lot of things. So, how do you know, Zok de Mefarish, the noiser v'tame, chayov and aleim, bein bedovah sheyesh le matirim, bein bedovah she'en le matirim. So, the chelik of the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to explain is, how do you know that even though we just said that pigle is only going to have a chi of karis on a chelik of a carbon that has matirim, whereas noiser v'tame yechayev bein bedavah sheyesh le matirim bein bedavah she'en le matirim. Zok digmar tana rabbanon. It's a mefurish b'raisa. Yochlin chayev mishum tuma. I would think that the only time there should be a chi of tuma, meaning the only time someone that's tame that eats from a carbon should be chayev karis, is bedavah sheyesh le matirim. If he ate from a carbon that had matir vidinu, and it makes sense. Why? Kal v'chaymer u'ma pigol shehu b'yedi achas madach pigol. The halachas, if somebody eats from the basar of pigol b'shoigig, the halacha is he would have to bring a carbon chatas. Now, we just learned Masechtas Krisis, so these ideas are somewhat fresh in our mind. The halacha is the only time you bring a carbon chatas is a yehoida elof chatas. You have to have yedias. You have to know that you did the avera. If you don't know that you did the avera, you can't bring a carbon chatas. I mean, obviously, don't you have to know that you did the avera in order to bring a carbon chatas? No, because if you have a suffix, Yediyah, the halachas you bring in Hashem Taloi, and there's a whole Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes and Tanam, different halachas as it relates to what constitutes Yediyah. But there's a concept that you have to have Yediyah on the Avera that you did the Shoykig in order for you to be able to bring a Karben Chatas. Pigol is a Dovish Zdoinik Karas, which means Shekigasei Chatas, which means you'd have to have a Yediyah after the fact that you ate pickle b'shoigig in order for you able to bring a carbon chatas. Stating that, all you need is yediya achas. You just have to know after you ate the pickle b'shoigig that you ate the pickle b'shoigig in order to be chai. Additionally, the carbon and kavua. The carbon chatas that you bring if you eat pickle b'shoigig is your chatas kavur, your regular standard chatas, which is a kispa or a seira, unless you're the nasi, but usually it's either a kispa or a seira. Additionally, hutam echlali. You never find that pickle should be mutter. And still, the halacha is, en chayav na'al davashiyesh matirim. Still, even though you have these three chumras, the halacha is that the only time there's a chi of karas on pickle is if it's a davashiyesh matirim. Tumma, shivashtei ideas. Tumma, where you find three kulas versus pigle. Number one, shtei yediyas. This is the first mission of Masechta Shavuos. The only time you chayev for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So if someone's tummy is kachim v'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. The only time he brings a carbon chatas is if he had shtei yediyas. So in contrast to every chatas, where you just have to have yediyah after the fact, here you would have had to have known that you were tummy, forgotten, then known again what you had done when you forgot that you were Tameh, and only then would you have the halacha that you have to bring a carbon chatas. But if you didn't have a yediya betchila, also the halacha is you don't bring the carbon chatas. That's a tremendous kula. That means it's very possible for a person that's Tameh to eat kachem b'shoigig and not bring a carbon chatas if he never knew that he was Tameh. In fact, it's a very big akimta to ever be chayed. You'd have to know you were Tameh, forget about it, then do the Avera, and then afterwards be told, oh, by the way, you were Tomei, you had just forgotten at the time that you ate it. Either way, this is Halach of Shtei Yediyas. We know that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is one of the Eilu V'Yoyrit, which is a Chiddush. Someone that can't afford to bring a Kispa V'Seira, say he could bring Shtei Torah V'Shnei Bnei Yoyna, he could bring a Karben Mincha, if you can't even afford that, the Karben B'Dali Dals, Futshu Michlala. Additionally, you find sometimes that you could do the Avoida when you're Tomei. Tuma Hutshu B'Tzibur, Tuma Tchuya B'Tzibur. Point is that you find three kulas in the Halachas of Tumah that you don't have by pigle. Number one, shtei yediyas. Number two, oil of yoyer. Number three, tumah hutra betzibur. So, certainly says the Gemara, kal v'chayme ein adin shalei yechayev ela davash yesh matirim. So, if you find a kula by pigle that you only chayev karis if you did davash yesh matirim, kal v'chayme, you should have halacha that the only time someone that's tummy that eats from a carbon is chayev karis if he eats from a davash yesh matirim. What's the kal v'chayme from pigle to tumah? Three things. You find in three areas that tumah is more kulodik than pigle. Says the Gemara, I hear Talmud Loimer. It's for that reason the Pasuk said the following, Amor Aleihem L'Doyroi Seichem. Kol Ish, this is one of the many psukim that talk about someone that's Tomei, that's not allowed to eat kachem. The pasuk is in Vayikra Perek Chavez, Pasuk Gimel. Amor Aleihem L'Doyroi Seichem. Kol Ish, Ashe Yikrav, Mikol Zarachem, El HaKodashim, Ashe Yakdishu B'nei Yisrael Hashem. You have to see the whole pasuk. V'tumasa Yolav, V'nichrasa HaNefesh Ahim B'fonei Ani Hashem. So the pasuk says, Kol Ish, Ashe Yikrav, Mikol Zarachem, El HaKodashim, Ashe Yakdishu. It's mashma ul kodashim, says the Gemara, B'chol HaKodashim HaKodashim Medabri. Even for a dover, She'eloi Matirim. Says the Gemara, Yochel, Yuchay Yovar Alei Miyad. So I would think based on that, you should be chayav right away. Now, what's the halacha? You're not chayev right away. What did the Mishnah say? Zayakal. Only time you chayev is after you bring the matirim. So even though you're chayev even for a dover she'ein loy matirim, but where it's a dover she'yesh loy matirim, you have to bring the matirim in order for you to be chayev. Talmud Loimar, it says, Ashe Yikrav. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Ish Ashe Yikrav Mikol Zarachem El HaKadoshim. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Chiyesh Negeshu Chayev. Does it mean that you chayev if you're Yikrav El HaKadoshim? What does the Pasuk Pshat mean? If you'll be Mav Esetcher. Emar Aleim L'day Reisechem. Kol Ish Ashe Yikrav Mikol Zarachem El HaKadoshim. It sounds like if someone is Tomei and he goes close to the kachim, he touches the kachim, v'nichras ha'nefesh, he's going to be chayev karis. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Loza, it's not true. We know v'chiyesh negeshu chayev, you're not chayev karis for touching kachim. That's just not true. Even though someone that's Tomei is not allowed to touch kachim, but a chayev karis, that certainly is not what it's going to be. So okay, Tzad, what then does it mean? So Tosfos helps us out here. You have to insert, it's a short Tosfos, second to last Tosfos in the parak. But what Tosfos says is, if it doesn't mean Asher Yikrav, that there's an Isser to touch the Kachem, or when you touch the Kachem, you're going to be Chayiv Karas, what Asher Yikrav must be referring to is the carbon itself. And what it must be saying is that the only time there's going to be a Chayiv Karas for eating the Kachem, not for touching it, but for eating the Kachem is Asher Yikrav, after you already makrav a chelik of the carbon. The problem is, the Hemshech of the Pasuk is not mashma that way. Because the Hemshech of the Pasuk says, Asher Yikrav, he calls that Rachem ala Kachem, Asher Yakidishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Sounds like as soon as you makdish it at that point, you're already going to be Chayiv Karas for eating it. In other words, we have a stira. That's the way Tosis explains it. So what the Bryce is saying is that the Pasuk says, what does Asher Yikrav mean? It can't mean literally that a person's chayiv karis if he's tummy and he touches kachim. No such thing. Elamai Asher Yikrav means you chayiv karis for eating kachim after that krava was done. And then a few words later, Asher Yakdishu b'nei Yisrael. It sounds like as soon as you makdish it. So what do you have to say? Oh, Ketzad, Kol Dava Sheyesh L'Matirim, Eni Chayiv, Asher Yikrivu Matirim, Kol Dava Sheyin L'Matirim, Eni Chayiv, Asher Yikodesh B'Kli. You have to say there's two types of Kachim. There's Kachim that have Matirim, and there's Kachim that don't have Matirim. Kachim that have Matirim, you're not Chayiv until Asher Yikrav, until you actually bring the Matirim. Kachim that has no matirim, so there that loch is going to be chayiv, asher yakdishu, you're going to be chayiv as soon as you're already makdish it. Either way, so we know the halacha is that you're only chayiv, karis, for eating from a carbon pigle, if it's a dover sheyesh le matirim, that we know from Masechtas Vachim, the Gemara learns it out from the carbon shlomim, because the one place that the Torah twice mentions the halacha, the parashat pigle is mentioned twice in the Torah, and it's mentioned by the carbon shlomim. So the Gemara says, we learn dumi the shlomim has, is a dover sheyesh le matirim, so we learn from that the only time you chayiv pigle is for a dover sheyesh le matirim. So that already the Gemara Masechtas Vachim addresses, the Gemara didn't feel necessary to mention the makar to that over here in Masechtas Ve'ila. What we are mentioning over here is something else. That you're telling me that it doesn't matter if the carbon is a davash yesh le matirim or a davash eim le matirim. Either way, there's going to be a chiyav noiser and a chiyav tamei. That means if the carbon was noiser and you eat from it, you chayiv karis. It means if someone's tamei and eats from it, he's going to be chayiv karis. Stating that, the halach is that if it's a davash eim le matirim, you chayiv miyad. If it's a davash yesh le matirim, you have to bring the matirim first, which is a little interesting. So with this matirim, you have to bring the matirim. Where there's no matirim, you're going to be chayiv miyad. So having no matirim is a kula in the laws of pigal, but it's a chumra in the laws of nois of atuma. So we need a makar for that. So you want to have a makar? Because one of the psukim that talk about the chiyuvim of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav mentions if someone's tameh and he eats kachim, he's going to be chayiv karis. And it says, when are you going to be chayiv? First it says asher yikrav. Once you makrav a chelik of the carbon, then you chayiv karis feeding it. And then it says asher yakdishu. It sounds like you makdash miyad. What must the chilik be? So the Gemara, ha, ketzad, the difference must be, the Pasuk's talking about two different types of karbanas. There's a carbon that has matirim, and there's a carbon that has no matirim. A carbon that has matirim is asher yikrav, a carbon that has no matirim is asher yakdishu, hadron aloch, chatasoy. The next part, vlad chatos, sok de mishnos. So again, we're continuing to discuss karbanos and how they're impacted with regards to the halachis of me'ila. Says the Mishnah, the vlad of a carbon chatos, vitmuras chatos, or the tmura of a chatos. So a chatos, we know, almost always was bav in a keva. A kispa or a seira, unless the avera was a bizarre, then it had to be a seira. But it was always in a keva. If it was in a keva, it's very possible that this chatos, which is in a keva, is going to give birth to a child. What do you do with the child? So we know Vlad Kachin have kedushas of iman. Whatever the kedusha of the mother is, that's what the kedusha of the vlad is. A machloek is in the Gemara. Where exactly the kedusha is chal? Is it b'mei iman? Is it b'havi yasan? That's something that underpins a lot of the sugyas that are discussed in the back end of kachim. But a vlad chatas for sure has kedushas chatas. So the question is, what do you do with a vlad chatas? Look, the Mishnah, or more specifically in our Mishnah, how does it relate to the halachis of mi'ilas? A vlad chatas, a tmuras chatas. If someone had a carbon chatas, and then he took a behem of chul, and he said, I want this to be tmurazah. So we know tmur is a very bad thing. The Torah mentions it twice, both in the end of parashas b'chukaisai. But tmur is a very bad thing. So what happens, however, if someone has a tmuras chatas, the chatas shemesu baleo, or somebody was mafrish a carbon chatas, and then he dies. So now the Yarshim the carbon. So we know there's a concept of Yarshim bringing carbonos on behalf of the person that they Yarshim. So the halacha, by all three of these chatois are, Vlad chatos, Tmuras chatos, and chatos shemesu balech, Yamusu, the halacha is that they die. These are, of course, three of the Chomesh Chatois HaMesos. So we know that there are Chomesh Chatois HaMesos. The Mishnah just mentioned three of them. Vlad Chatos, Temuras Chatos, Vechata Shemesu Balea. What are the other two? So the other two are Chata Shekipru Balea and Chata Sheibra Shnasa. The Mishnah is going to mention those two now. The Gemara is going to actually ask why the Mishnah had to divide the five into two groupings. You have the first three, and now we're going to mention the other two. Vishe Ibrash Nasa. What happens if the Chatas was Ibrash Nasa? So, in the event that a Chatas has to be a certain age, and now it just got too old. It's already at the point where it's too old to be brought as a kosher carbon Chatas. Vishe Avda. Or in the event that someone was Mafrish a carbon Chatas, and then he lost the carbon Chatas, and because of that, he was mafresh another chatos. Then he found the original one, the nitzas, and when he found the original one, it was a balasmum. It was a balasmum. Says the Mishnah, imishikipru habaylim, in the event that the baylim already brought that second chatos, again, the person had to bring a carbon chatos, he was mafresh chatos, he lost it. So then he went ahead and he brought the other one. In the event that he had brought the second chatos when he found the first one that was nimtzas balas mum, so the halacha then is tamus, then it has a din of a chatos shekipru balel, and the halacha is that it's going to go le'misa. It sounds a little from the Mishnah that the only time this halacha is going to be true is v'nimtzas balas mum. And if it wasn't nimtzas balas mum, meaning when you found the one that was lost, if it was a balas mum, and you already got kapara, so then the halacha is this balas mum is going to go to misa. And let's say if when you would have found this one, it would have been a tmima. It wouldn't have been a balas mum. So then you wouldn't have this halacha of chatos she kipru balel. So the Gemara discusses this in Masechtas Tmura. Additionally, the Gemara says that even though the Mishnah says ibrish nasa, and it sounds like ibrish nasa in and of itself is a reason for it to be a chatos she mesu balel, but rishlokish and rava, this is one of the hardest daf in the Masechtas Tmura, which means it was a very hard daf. But the Gemara over there said that when it says vesh ibrish nasa, it's also going on sha'avda. What happened was someone was mafrish a carbon chatos, and he lost it. As a result, he was mafrish another one. Then he found the original chatos, and when he found the original chatos, it had been ibrish nasa. So ibrish nasa is also going on sha'avda. It was she'ibrish, it was avda, and then either ibrish nasa or nimtzas balasmum. So you lost the carbon chatos. So as a result, you were mafresh another one, and then you found the other one. And when you found the original one, it had been either ibrish nasa or it had a balmum. So the halachas, if you already got kapara from the second one that you were mafresh, then those have a din of a chatos shemesu of one of the chamesh chatos shemesu. Otherwise, it won't be treated as one of the chamesh chatos shemesu. Either way, so what, these are essentially the chamesh chatos shemesu. So what's the halach of the chamesh chatos shemesu? Number one, yamusu. That was the Lashon HaMishnah regarding the first three. Or Tumas, that's the Lashon HaMishnah regarding the last two. The in Oysa Tmura, the Chamesh Chatois HaMesis are not Oysa Tmura, even though carbon is always Oysa Tmura. But the Chamesh Chatois HaMesis cannot be Oysa Tmura. Loi Nenin. Additionally, there's an Isra Hanah Midir Abonon, and this is what we need. V'loi Moyalin, however, there is no Isra Mi'ila Midai Reis. Again, we're learning the Loch is a Mi'ila. So what happens if you have one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesis? So it has a din that you're supposed to kill it. So what's the halacha? Is there going to be me'ilo or not? It's a mufurish mishnah. It says the din actually kipru b'ilam. Now, with regards to the last two, what happens if you lost the carbon chatos and then you were mafrish another one, you found it, and it had been either ibrish nasa or it had a balas mum, but it was actually kipru b'ilam, but you hadn't brought yet the second chatas that you were mafresh, then the halach is tirach at istoy v'timacher, then it doesn't have a din of one of the chamish chatoyos hameses, right? You have to wait until it gets a mum, v'yikhu b'dam me'o acheres, and you have to buy another one, and if that's the case, for v'oysa t'mur, being that it's not going to have the halach of one of the chamish chatoyos hameses, it's going to be oysa t'mur, ma'ilam, but you're going to have the halach of zamilas. Again, this was the subject and the backdrop of one of the most difficult Gemaras in Masechtas Tmura, but Asher Negel and Yonenu was not so much understanding. It was lost, and when it was lost, you got Kaparu, was it Rosh Nasa, it had a mum, it didn't have a mum, why it had to have a mum? That's all for Masechtas Tmura. What we need right now is the halacha that if the chatas has a din that it's lamisa azla, the halacha is there's no me'ila. There's no me'ila deiraisa. If it doesn't have a din lamisa for whatever reason, because it trips up on one of these prerequisites that it needs to be considered one of the chamish chatois hamesois, in that case, the halacha is, no more be oysa tmura, but more importantly, for us is that you're going to have the halachas of mila. So if it's lemisa azla, there's no mi'ila. Otherwise, there is going to be mila. Says the Gemara, ma'ishna reishat lo yikom naflig, u ma'ishna sefer dikom miflagi. Why did the Mishnah divide the chamish chatois ha-meses into two groups? You had the first three, vlat chatos, tmuras chatos, and chatos ha-mesu ba'leo, and then you had the latter two, she'ibrish nasa, Vishen Nishapru Bailam. So why are we dividing it into two groups? Says the Gemara. The reason is because Resha Psikale Seifalai Psikale. The first three are very straightforward. The latter two are not so straightforward. It depends if you found it with a balas mum or before kapar, after kapar, being that it's a little trickier. So it's for that reason we have it in two separate groups. Says the Gemara, Nachakasha, Hatana Legabi Tmura. Why did the Mishnah over here have to tell us the Chamish Chatois HaMesos? Don't we already know the Chamish Chatois HaMesos from Mesechtes Tmura, right? This is a repetition, this Mishnah. This is already a Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura. So the Gemara says, Tana Hasa Mishnah Tmura, Tana Hacha Mishnah Meila. Yeah, it's true, it's the same Mishnah. But at the same time, over there we're learning the halachas of Tmura. There's a Tmura component to the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. Over here we're learning the halachas of Meila. And there's a Meila component. So there we mentioned the halach of Tmura, or Bederech Agav, we mentioned Mi'ila. Here we mentioned the halach of Mi'ila. Bederech Agav, we mentioned the halach of Tmura exhale. So, just two ha'orois, as it relates to one of the things that we just saw here at the end of the daf, that's also in Yonah D'Yonah. So the Mishnah mentioned the idea of the Chomish Chatois HaMesos. One of the Chomish Chatois HaMesos are Chatos Shemesu Bala. So somebody was Mafish Karpa Chatos and then he died. Yarshim now, Yarshim, the estate of their father. And one of the things they Yarshim was a Behema, which already had Kedushas Chatos. What do they do? There's a Parsha, it's one of the first Sugis of Masech Tzvachim, but that's clear. The halacha is that Yarshim can bring Karbanos on behalf of their father, that they yarshim. There's a shayla if they can make tamura, if there's halachas of smicha. But the point is, there is a concept of yerusha when it comes to karbanos. What about with regards to karban chatas? Says the Mishnah, the halacha is chata shemesu baleo yamusu, which means it's one of the chomish chatois hamesos, which means that the halacha is it's lemisa azla, there's no halacha that you could bring this as a karban. Rashi says that what's the reason that a chata shemesu bale is lemisa asla? So Rashi dibra maskul vlad chatos. It's the last line of that long Rashi. The chata shemesu bale nami lahochi mesa. The reason is they ain't kapara lemesim, because once a person dies, there's no kapara. The misas and kipra le, because he doesn't need kapara anymore. Because when a person dies, his misa is mechaper for him. And being that when a person dies, his misa is mechaper for him, so it's not necessary for this karban chatas to be brought. What's the purpose of this karban chatas? To be mechaper for this yid. This yid was over one of the chayvi krisis b'shoyg. That's why he has to bring a karban chatas. Once he dies, he gets kapara anyways. If he gets kapara anyways, so what's the point of bringing a karban chatas? So Zok Rashi, you want to know why a chatas shemesu baleh is lamisa azla? Because a chatas is not baba neda ben adava. You only bring a karban chatas if you have to bring a karban chatas. What would the purpose of the chatas have to bring in order be in order for you to have a din to bring it? You would have to have a yid that needs kapara for a chayvi krisis b'shoygig. We know this yid doesn't need kapara because he died, and we know that misa is mechaper. So to the extent that the misa is mechaper on his behalf, it's poshit that he does not need kapara. The truth is that this idea that Misa is Mechaper is a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara in Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amir Aleph. Shol Rab Masiyo ben Chorosh es Rab Eloza ben Azariah Beroimi. So Rab Masiyo ben Chorosh was a Talmud of Rab Eliezer HaGadol, just to place him historically, which means he was a Chavir of Rabbi Akiva and Rab Eloza ben Azariah, the Chachme Yavna. He, however, had moved to Rome, and he was the chief rabbi of Rome, so to speak. He had a bezdin in Roimi, and Rav Masiyo ben Chorosh was in Roimi. And the Gemara says when he was there, he met Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and he asked him the following question. Now, why was Rav Elazar ben Azariah in Roimi? Maybe because he was the Nasi at the time, and he was going to Roimi to deal with political issues? Not clear. But either way, Rav Masiyo ben Chorosh meets Rav Elazar ben Azariah in Roimi, and he tells him as follows. Shamata arbach haluki kapara, shayi Rabbi Shmuel Dairish. Are you familiar with the four levels of kapara that Rabbi Shmuel used to darshan? Amalem, see, he told him, shloi shehem. No, it's not really four, it's three. Regardless, he went ahead and he explained it to him. He told him as follows. If a person's over on an assay, the halacha is all he has to do is tshuva. And if he does tshuva, all he needs to do is tshuva, and by doing tshuva, you're going to get mechila. What happens if a person's over a lois assay? So then, it's not enough to do tshuva. Said Rabbi Shmuel, tshuva toil. He sure has to do tshuva, but tshuva in itself is not mechaper. All it's going to do is going to be toila. Yom Kippur mechaper, and it's only after Yom Kippur that he's going to get kapar. What happens if this person was over al krisos umisas bezda? What happens if he's over al chayvi krisos umisas bezda? So then tshuva is not enough, and even Yom Kippur is not enough. He has to do tshuva. Again, you always have to do tshuva, and this yid needs Yom Kippur as well. Tshuva and Yom Kippur, however, are only going to be toila. Unfortunately for this person, he's not going to get kapara unless he has yisurim. The yisurim market. Someone that did even worse, he was mechal the shem Hashem. Ein boy koyach betshuva litlois. V'loy biyam ekipurim lechaper. V'loy biyisurim lemarik. Elo kulan toilin. Tshuva yom kippin yisurim all have the ability to only be toilo. They can suspend whatever exactly that means. Umisa memarekes. But until he gets miso, he's not going to get kapara. And those were the dalit chuluke kapara that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told Rabbi Masya ben Choresh and Roimi that Rabbi Yishmael used to say over. If someone's over and I say, tshuva. Lois I say, tshuva and Yom Kippur. Chayve krisos, chayve misas bezin, tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurim. Chil Hashem, tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurim, and Misa. But what do you see from this Gemara? You see that Misa is a mechaper. What else do you see from this Gemara? That Misa is the ultimate mechaper. Because Misa is more of a mechaper than tshuva. It's more of a mechaper than Yom Kippur. It's more of a mechaper than Yisurim. Chil Hashem, which can't get kapara, not through tshuva like an aseh, not through Yom Kippur like a lois aseh, and not even through Yisurim like chayvi krisis, chayvi misis pesach. Chil Hashem requires the greatest level of mechaper. And what is that? That's Misa. The point is, you see, Misa is mechaper. And it's pashat. That if Misa is mechaper for Chil Hashem, B'chal Masayim Mona, it's mechaper for Chayvi Krisis, Chayvi Mises Beznin. It's mechaper for Lois Asay, it's certainly mechaper for Asay. Again, always with tshuva. But the point is, Mises is the ultimate mechaper. So if Mises is mechaper, so you see clearly that there's such a concept, Zokter Rashi, coming back to Me'ilah Daf Yud Amid Beis, that you have a chata shemesu balel. So the halachas, even though there's a hilchus yerusha when it comes to karbonos, but the yarshim aren't going to bring the chatas of their late father who needed to bring a karb. Why not? Let him get the kapara. Zok Rashi a svara. Because the ain't kapara lemesim. You know why? Dimisos and kiprale. Because he already got kapara. Not ain't kapara lemesim because he can't get kapara. Ain't kapara lemesim because he doesn't need kapara. Dimisos and kiprale. You see, Mises mechaper. When do you bring a kar mechatas? For a chai b'kris is b'shoigig. If it's mechaper for chil Hashem b'mesim, it's mechaper for chai b'kris b'shoigig. It's poshid. So if that's the case, he got kapara already. And if he got kapara already, that's the yisoid of chata shemesu bala. So a little bit of a chiddish, because really, chata shemesu bala is halacha l'moishu misinai. Right? We know it's a halacha l'moishu misinai, t'mura daf tezvav. Tmura daf gazayin, it's not just any halacha l'moishu misinai. It's one of the halachas that when ishtakich b'mei evo shal moishu, the zero nasnil ben kenaz mitoich pelpulai. It's from the bezdin of Yavetz, but it's halacha l'moishu misinai at the end of the day. But Rashi saying gabir, a svara, so to speak, in halacha l'moishu misinai. Chayta shemezu ba'leh l'misa, gazayin to do it. Meaning, you for sure can't bring it. Because the whole matara of this chatas is N.A. It's no longer applicable. It was coming to be mechaper. This yid got kapara. How did he get kapara? When he died. When he got kapara, the misa in and of itself was mechaper. The truth is, what Rashi says mefurish in Mesechtas Milah Daf Yud Amud Beis, I think, is merumis, not mefurish, in a ran that we spoke out not long ago in Mesechtas Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses the Takonis Chachamim, lo yikra lo oiraner. Chachamim said that a person on Shabbos shouldn't learn in a dark room next to a candle. Why? Gzeir Shemayat, that we're afraid that you may come to move the candle. If you do that, you can come to Chilul Shabbos. It's a very bad thing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel heard this Takonis Chachamim, and he said, ani ekra v'lo yata. Why are we worried? The Chachamim were worried that a person, while he's learning, no way. Torah was given, be'ema, be'ira, be'resis, u'be'zeya. You're in such a state of awe while you learn. You're mamash standing in front of a kodesh. There's no way a person's going to come to you mechabal Shabbos while he's learning. Stayed in that. The Gemara tells a story. There's two versions of it. Rabbi Nosson's version was that Rabbi Shmuel was karavihita. Rabbi Shmuel himself was nichshel in what he didn't believe anyone would ever be nichshel in. V'kasev al pinkasev. And he wrote down on his pinkis, on his ledger, ani Yishmuel ben Elisha, karisi v'hatisi ner b'shabbos. But either way, Rabbi Shmuel himself was nichshol in Chil Shabbos, and he said, and the Ram brings B'Shem Toisves, that when Rabbi Shmuel said, what did he mean? He meant if he would be Zoicha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, meaning had the Beis HaMikdash been built during his lifetime, then he would have a chiyuv to bring a karban chatos. Or did he mean even more than that? He meant the lachat chiyas ameisim, l'kishe yibana Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, he will have a chiyuv at that point to bring a karban chatos. And it's very important. Any person that was ever mechal Shabbos b'shoigig during all the years of Galus, like she yibana Beis HaMikdash after Tchias HaMeisim, he's going to have a chiyuv now to bring a karban chatos for all of those times that he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig or not? Says the Ran b'shem Toisus, v'amru b'Toisus, the Haidu Kamer like she yibana Beis HaMikdash b'yomav Kamer. You know what he meant? He meant b'yomav. Di'i acha she yomos. Because if what he meant was that after he dies, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, b'bayis hashlishi b'meir b'yameinu amen. At that point, he won't be chayv to bring a karban chatos anymore. You know why? Because that chatos will have a din of a chatos shemesu baleo. A chatos shemesu baleo, you can't be makrav on the mizbeach. Chatos shemesu baleo is lemisa azlo. And the emes is, at first glance, this ran is sisrei toivah. It's mirav sinigri. It's a pella de garan. It mamish has no pshat. Why? Because what's a chatos shemesu baleo? When you're learning Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, you know, maybe you're not so familiar. But after learning the Masechtas we're learning now, we just learned the Mishnah, which the Gemara even said this is the second time we learned the Mishnah. It was the Gemara's Kashi, you have to tell it, we just learned it. So this is the second time we learned this Mishnah. A Chatos Shemesu Baleo. What's a Chatos Shemesu Baleo? It's a Chatos that somebody was mafrish. Reuven was mafrish a carbon Chatos. There's a carbon Chatos that's in his backyard, it's in his barn. And then he dies. So the Loch is that Chatos is a Chatos Shemesu Baleo. The Bailin was mafresh, then he died. The loch is lemisa asla. If lachat chias ameisim, in the event that a yid would have a chiv to maybe bring karbono is chatas because of all the chayv krisis b'shoigig that he was over b'meshach agolus, and he's mafresh a kar, that's a chatas shemesu baleh. Chatas shemesu baleh is when the Bailin died after he was mafreshed. Here you be mafreshed after you died and came back alive again. La'achat chias ha-meisim is a shemesu baleh. Rabbi Shmuel wasn't mafresh the carbon chatos. What did he say? Ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisi v'otisi b'shabes kishayibana beis ha-mikdosh avi chatos shmeinu. When the beis ha-mikdosh is built, la'achat chias ha-meisim, I'll be mafresh the carbon chatos and then I'll have it in to be makrivit. That's not a chatos. Chatos shemesu baleh is when you had first afrosha, then the miso. He was saying kishayibana beis ha-mikdosh, I'll be mafresh and then it won't be a chatos shemesu baleh. Oh, but the Teretz is Pasha. The Teretz is the Ran held like Rashi. The Ran held, what's the Yisoid of Chatos Shemesu Baleo? The Yisoid of Chatos Shemesu Baleo is in Kapara L'Mesim. You know why? The Misos on Kippur Aleim. Says Zil Basar Taimus, says the Ran. Why is a Chatos Shemesu Baleo L'Misa Azlo? It's because the Yid got Kapara when he died. So it's not necessary. This is a Chatos that has no Tachlis. And Chatos is not Baba Nedim and Adobas. You can't bring a Karban Chatos if it doesn't have a Tachlis. That's why the Loch is L'Misa Azlo. This Karban Chatos that Rabbi Shmuel would theoretically be mafresh, l'kishe yibana beis hamikdash, would also be after Mises Rabbi Yishmael, which means Rabbi Yishmael got kapar already. To the extent Rabbi Yishmael got kapar already, it's like a, it's technically not a chata shemesu baleo, but it's the yisoid of a chata shemesu baleo. Because the yisoid of a chata shemesu baleo is not just a dry, a chuk in the halacha l'moish misinai. So hot that time, so that gross a time that's kapoit on the Gemara, Numa, Pei, Vav, Amar, Aleph. The Dal Chaluki kapar, the Rabbi Lozman Azariah, clarified to Rav Masih ben Choresh and Roimi in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Shmuel, who said that Misa's Mechaber, that's the Yisoid of the Chatos Shemesu Baleo, because he got Misa. So what difference does it make if the person died after the Hafrasha, or the person died before the Hafrasha, and now he came back alive, and he wants to bring a Karban Chatos for something that he did in a previous lifetime? It's the Zelda Chatos Shemesu Baleo, because there was a Misa. And once there's a misa in kapara l'meisa in the misas of mechaber, that's what the Ran meant. Did the Ran mean that technically speaking it would have a din of a chatas shemesu baleh? Maybe not. But the yisoid of what chatas shemesu baleh is and what it represents and the time of it, the way Rashi explained in Unzer Adaf, right here, Me'ilah Daf Yudam and Beis, that for sure the Ran is telling too, that just like you see over here, that in kapara l'meisa in the misas in kipraleh, so the same would be true as it relates to Rabbi Yishmael. Either way, just two ha'aras. Two ha'aras, as it relates to the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph regarding the Dalid Chalukei Kapar. The first ha'ara is that in Masechtas Krisos Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara had a tremendous arichos where it discussed what's the halacha if somebody was mafresh a karban chatos because he had a chiyuv to bring a karban chatos and then Yom Kippur happened. After Yom Kippur, does he still have to bring a karban chatos or does he not have to bring a karban chatos? So it's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that even though if someone's mafresh and Asham Toloi, And then Yom Kippur happens. After Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to bring the Asham Tali anymore. But as it relates to a Chatas, that yet. So there's a chilik between an Asham Tali and a Chatas. But as it relates to Karban Chatas, we're learning the Chatas. We just learned the mission of the Chamish Chatas HaMesis. So as it relates to the Karban Chatas, if someone's mafresh a Karban Chatas for over all of Yom Kippur, the halach is he's still going to have to bring a Karban Chatas. And the Gemara brings Makaris for it. In fact, the Gemara means several psukim, a whole Amid Gemara with different Makaris, how you know this halacha. Meaning in Svara, the Gemara thought, maybe not. Maybe once Yom Kippur passes, you're not mechuyev to bring the Karban Chatas anymore. Kamash Malon, then no, even after Yom Kippur, based on drushos, many drushos, says the Gemara, the halach is that when Yom Kippur passes, you're going to have to bring the Karban Chatas. But the emes is, if you think about the Gemara, at first glance, it's Sarach Bir. What would be the Hava Mina? That if someone's mafresh a Karban Chatas, and then, but overall of Yom Kippur, or you know you have to bring the Karban Chatas, but overall of Yom Kippur, that maybe after Yom Kippur, you're not going to bring the Karban Chatas anymore. Probably because Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper. Right? That would be the Hava Mina. The Hava Mina would be that Yom Kippur should be Mechaper. You know Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So being that Yom Kippur is a Mechaper, so you would think that maybe Yom Kippur was Mechaper, you don't have a Chiyuv Chatas anymore. Kamash Malon, you still have a Chiyuv Chatas. But L'chaira, Tzarech Bir. Because when do you bring a Karban Chatas? When you're over on a Chayvi Krisos. Chayvei Krisos v'chayvei Mises Bezdin. The Gemara said in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Hei Vav Amid Aleph, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Tshuva in Yom Kippur, Atoyla. Yisurim is what's Mechaper. So if that's the case, what's the Hava Mina that if someone's Chayvei Karban Chatos? For overall of Yom Kippur, you shouldn't have to bring a Karban Chatos. L'chayra. We're dealing with Chayvei Krisos. And to the extent that we're dealing with Chayvei Krisos needs Yisurim. And how are you supposed to know if you had Yisurim? So the emes is that as it relates to Yisurim, we spoke at, if you remember, Masechtas Erechin, Daf Tez Zayin, an unbelievable Noida Behuda. Noida Behuda, one of his most famous tshuvas, Erechayim Simon Lamed Hey, where this Yid wrote a letter to the Noida Behuda. He was Nichshol and Eshes Ish, with Chamoisoy many times over several years, and he feels terrible, he's living with tremendous guilt and he wants to do tshuva, and one of the chalokim of his tshuva is he's doing tshuva samishkol and he wants to figure out how to do tshuva for his chayvei krisos, which he knows entails yisurim. So he was talking to the Noida Behuda about maybe taking upon himself certain sigufim and different things that he would do just to make himself suffer a little bit because he knows he needs Yisurim because he was over in the Chayvei Krisos. And the Neidib Yehuda said that even though it's true, the Gemara says in Yuma Pei Vav Amid Aleph that if a person was over in Chayvei Krisos, Chayvei Mises Bez, and Tshuvav Yom Kippur is Toilo, and Yisura is Memarik, but at the same time, listen to the Neidib Yehuda's Lashon, Oimrani, Hein Emesh et Tzarech Yisurim, Aval Kfar Amru Razal, Ad Heichlen Tachas HaYisurim. It's a Gemara in Erech and Daf Tezayin Amid Bez. And the Gemara says, how far does Yisurim go? Afilo Hoishid Yodei Lekis. If somebody sticks his hand into his pocket, Litol Shalish, he wanted to take out 3 coins, V'alub Yodin Shtayim, and instead he took 2, which means he's going to have to stick his hand into his pocket, Tzim Tzveitin Mo. That's already considered Yisurim. Says the Neidib Yehuda, why did the Gemara say that? Ad Heichan Tachlis HaYisurim. Why does that matter? You should know, says the Gemara, that's Yisurim. Says, you know why the Gemara said that? The Gemara said that, for this Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav. Because the Gemara says if someone's over in a Chayvei Krisos, Chayvei Mises Bezdin, he needs Yisurim. At Heichlen Tachlis, now we have to know what the definition of Yisur is. Because this person wants to know. That's also Yisurim. Meaning Yisurim doesn't have to be Chalila. Yisur, that could also be considered Yisurim. A Bissalag Mas Nefesh, even a little bit. You thought you were going to only have to stick your hand into your pocket one time and you had to do it twice. Tosa Shainoichit Yisurim. But then he says, Aval Oimrani, there is a concept of Aval Tshuva taking upon himself Tshuva Samishkul. So that's true when we talk about what the definition of Yisurim is. As it relates to that Gemara, in Yuma Pei Vav Amid Aleph, we have Divrei Nechomer from the Noida Behuda in his Shailos Tshuva Zayrechayim Simen Lamed Hey. But regardless, it sounds like a chiddush that there would be a Bezdin that would sit down and they would paskin that this person was over on a Chayvei Krisos, and in order for him to get Kapara, he needs Yisurim. That's definitely a chelik of his Kapara. We can paskin that this person had Yisurim. It sounds like that Alzen Nemar Bahadei Kafshei Derachman Olam Aloch. This is probably for Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bechvaydev Atzmei to determine whether it's Yisurim or not. Which means that if a person was Mafresh Karban Chatos because he was over on a Chayvei Krisos, and if he doesn't get Kapara even with Yom Kippur until he gets Yisurim, so what's the Hava Mina that if Yom Kippur passes, he shouldn't have to bring a Karban Chatos? Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is good for Alois Aseh. He was over on a Chayvei Krisos. Chayvei Krisos, he needs Yisurim. And who are we to know if this kid had Yisurim? So he'll say, yeah, he once stuck his hand into his pocket. He wanted to take 3. He took 2. He had to stick his hand into a pocket again. He got Yisurim. He got Kapar for the Chayvei Krisos. We could paskin that. That sounds like a very good chiddush. But the Teretz is pasha. What's the teretz? The teretz is that it's true you bring a carbon chatas when you're over on a chavi krisus, but a chavi krisus b'shoigig, not for chavi krisus b'mezid. It's very you talking. That when the Gemara says in Yuma pevavam and aleph, that for chavi krisus you have to have yisurim. That's for chavi krisus b'mezid. Abemired and the chavi krisus b'shoigig. So as it relates to a chavi krisus b'shoigig, that's very different. So for a chavi krisus b'shoigig, so over here maybe it's treated like a loisase, and just like loisase. Tshuva and Yom Kippur is already mechaper, so maybe the Gemara thought that Chayvei Krisus b'shoigig Yom Kippur should be mechaper as well, and it's Pashup Shana in the Gemara. That being that we're dealing with a shoigig, not a mezid, shoigig and mezid are not the same thing. It's a chiddush that you even need kapara for doing an avera b'shoigig. We don't treat it literally like a Chayvei Krisus b'mezid. So Chayvei Krisus b'mezid, Tshuva Yom Kippur and Yisurim. Chayvei Krisus b'shoigig is more treated like a loisase. The point is, it doesn't need Yisurim. It could be Yom Kippur alone is going to be enough. But here's the shaila. The shaila is, lemaisa the Gemara said, based on drashos, that after Yom Kippur, this yid still needs to bring us karba chatas. It was all a hava mina. There was a hava mina, we needed a pasuk, meaning there was definitely a thought in the Gemara for which we need drashos to think that if someone was chayiv chatas, v'over all of Yom Kippur, the halach is he's not going to be chayiv chatas anymore. But lemaisa the halach is he does have to bring a karba chatas. Is it's the yesh lachgar tutzadim? What's the pshat that this yid now, after Yom Kippur, has to bring his karba chatas? Is the reason that after Yom Kippur, right now, this yid has to bring his karba chatas is because it's nisvarer that maybe we made a mistake? We thought that a chayvei krisus b'shoigig is different than a chayvei krisus b'mezid. And that's why we thought Yom Kippur should be mechaper for chayvei krisus b'shoigig. Kamashmon that he still has to bring his carbon. Why? Because even though Yom Kippur happened, he still didn't get kapara. Why did he still not get kapara? Because Yom Kippur could be mechaper maybe for chayvei krisus because he needs Yisurim. And being that he needs Yisurim, he never got his Yisurim. Meaning, we thought that a chayvei krisus b'shoigig is not like a chayvei krisus b'mezid. Kamashmon is like a chayvei krisus b'mezid. Chayvei krisus b'mezid in the sense that it needs yisurim. Or yesh loimar, no. Maybe the Gemara in the Maskana after the drashas still thinks what it thought before the drashas. That there's a chilek between a chayvei krisus b'shoigig and a chayvei krisus b'mezid. And a chayvei krisus b'mezid needs tshuva in Yom Kippur, a chayvei krisus b'shoigig doesn't need tshuva. I mean, it needs tshuva, it needs yisurim, a chayvei krisus b'shoigig doesn't need yisurim. If that's the case, it's treated like a loisase. You find that it's mechaper, so what's the kamashmon? The kamashmon is very simple. That it's a halach and hilchas kachin. That once you're chayef to bring a carbon, you're going to be chayef to bring a carbon. And even though there's a concept of a chata shemesu bala, you find this idea. But chata shavar al Yom Kippur, you're still going to be chayef. Meaning in the fact that the Gemara needed a pasuk to tell me that after Yom Kippur, you have to bring your carbon chatas. I think that's a raya. That the Gemara for sure is entertaining a svara that there's a chiluk between a chavi krisus b'shoigig and a chavi krisus b'mezid as it relates to the dalit chiluk and kapara. That Gemara, Yuma, Pei, Vav, and Aleph. That even though the Gemara says chavi krisus requires Yisurim, that's only b'mezid, not b'shoigig. So otherwise, what's the havamini Yom Kippur should be mechaper? This needs Yisurim anyways. The question is, la'achad drasha, le'maskana, with halach is that no, he does have to bring his carbon chatas. Now, yesh loimar in two ways. Is the pshat the reason he has to bring it is because, although you're right that technically a chayvei krisus b'shoigig is like a loisase, so from that standpoint, Yom Kippur could be mechaper, but once you chayv to bring a carbon chatas, you chayv to bring a carbon, it's a din in carbonis. You chayev, very nice. But the mice, you're chayev to bring a carbon chatas. It's a drasha. Ashim Tali, you're right. Even though you chayev Ashim Tali, Yom Kippur makes the Ashim Tali go away. Yom Kippur doesn't make the chatas go away. But not because we were wrong in our anacha, we were right in our anacha. Or Ayesh Leimar, no. Maybe just like the Ashim Tali goes away with Yom Kippur, the chatas theoretically, hypothetically, could also go away with the carbon chatas. With the Yom Kippur. The reason it's not going away with Yom Kippur is because we made a toss. Because we thought that chayvei krisus b'shoigig is different than chayvei krisus b'mezid as it relates to the dalet chiluk and kapara. We thought you need yisurim for chayvei krisus b'mezid, you don't need it for chayvei krisus b'shoigig. Kamashmon, you need yisurim. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is bizmanena, where there's no karbonis. If someone's over on a chayvei krisus b'shoigig, which one of the dalet chiluk and kapara does he fall into? Right, the Gemara mentions dalet, the Rambam brings this halacha l'mais in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Tshuva. So is Yom Kippur mechaper? Yom Kippur is mechaper for essay, is mechaper for lois essay together with Tshuva. What about all the chayvei krisus, rachmano l'tzlam b'shoigig, that a yid was over? Is he going to get kapara or is he not going to get kapara? What about the k'she yibana beis hamikdash? This yid, assuming with, let's not go there. But regardless, so this would be the shaila. This would be a nafkamina, a ha'ara. Just to end with one final ha'ara, do this briefly, the abridged version of it, as it relates to that Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, that Pevavim and Aleph. Again, the Gemara that mentions the Dalit Chiluki Kapara, and that is a kasha that the Chida asks in his Pesach Einayim, in Masechtas Kiddush, it's actually in his Maris Ha'ayin, in Masechtas Kiddushin, Daf Mem Tes Amadeus, another well-known Gemara. A man is Mekadesh Anisha, and he said, Al Menasha Ani Tzadik. He says, Al Hariat Mekudesh Asli, Al Menasha Ani Tzadik. Says the Gemara, Afilu Rosh HaGomor, even if this Yid is a Rosh HaGomor, and he said, I only want the Kedushin to be Chal if I'm a Tzadik, says the Halacha Mekudeshes. Why? Shemehir B'tshuva. Because there's a possibility that this Yid had a Hira Tshuva, and if he had a Hira Tshuva B'daitai, that's alone is enough for him to be a Tzadik. So again, Reuven goes over to Leah and says, "Hareyat mikudesh asli al menasha nitzadik." This person is a Rosh HaGomer. So you think, obviously, they're not married because we know he's a Rosh HaGomer. So what's the tzad that she's an HSH? So you would think in the world of Evan or Ezer, you don't have to be chayish for the Kedushin. Stating that, Zokti Gemar, Amanasha Nitzadik, Afilu Rosh HaGomer, Mikudeshes, why Shema Hira B'tshuva B'daita? Because maybe he had a Hira Tshuva. And if he had a Hira Tshuva, now he is a tzadik. Wasn't he a Rosh HaGomer? Yeah, but he had a Hira Tshuva. And L'chur, if he had a Hira Tshuva, shouldn't that make him into a tzadik? Freik Techida. If this person is a Rosh HaGomer, that's the Lashon HaGemara. Al Harayv, in most cases, you would think, Avra Al Krisis of Mrs. Besdin. What does Rosh HaGomer mean? That's a fight to get Rosh. He's a Rosh with all a pitch of kiss. So it sounds like he was over on Chayvi Krisos, Chayvi Mrs. Besdin. If that's the case, Loi Mahan Yitshuv of Yom Kippur, Adashe Yevoy Olav Yisurim. If that's the case, this person can't get Kapara, unless he does tshuva, and he gets him kippur, and he even has yisurim. Is veich kama the mekudesh Hashem here b'tshuva? How could you tell me that the kedushin tzchal? Because maybe he had here a tshuva. Afilu sheyodanu shehisvada becharot enoish charot gemura. Even if you know this person did the greatest tshuva of all time, it doesn't matter. Lo yisagi had the ikar yisurim. And even if it was yom kippur when he was mekadesh v'sisha, still at the end of the day, lochayri he needs yisurim. And if he needs yisurim, how in the world could this person flip? How could he go from being a Rosh HaGomer to a tzaddik? If he's a Rosh HaGomer, he was over in Chavi Krisus, Chavi Mises Bezdin. He was over in Chavi Krisus, Chavi Mises Bezdin. What does that mean? That means he needs Yisurim. That's the Dalet Chalukei Kapara. So if he needs Yisurim, how could he suddenly go and become a tzaddik? So the Chidah says a Teretz. But the truth is that the Michas Chinuch asks another kash on this Gemara. The Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, says that the prerequisite to Tshuva is Vidoy. That in order for Tshuva to work, person has to be mitzvada. Ona Hashem, chatasi, avisi, upashati, lefanecha. And with vidui is an integral part of tshuva. It's even more than just an integral part of tshuva. It's perik aleph, halacha aleph, in the Rambam Hilchos tshuva. Without vidui, a yid cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva. If you brought karbonis, you had to do vidui. Someone that got malchus had to say vidui. When someone got mises bez, then he had to say vidui. Vidui is ma'akev in kapara. But now he's a ma'akev in kapara. It's one of the chelkei tshuva. It's the prerequisite. It's literally the aleph, it's the yisoid of tshuva. The first thing a yid has to do is say vidoy. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, we've spoken about this at length over the years. But that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. The Gemara says vidoy has to be said bepeh. Can't do vidoy belev. You have to say it, but you have to verbalize vidoy. If you don't verbalize vidoy, you're not mekayim mitzvahs vidoy. How could the Gemara say mesachtes kedushin? If someone's mekadesh anisha al menasha ani tzadik, even if he's a Rosh HaGomer, the halacha is she's a suffocatious ish mikudeshes. Why shemehir b'tshuva b'daitoy? All he did was have a hira tshuva. Lashon HaGemara shemehir b'tshuva. So if all he had was a hira tshuva, l'chayra he never was mekayim mitzvahs vidoy because he can't be mehar vidoy. Vidoy has to be bepeh. If vidoy has to be bepeh, then l'chayr is still a Rosh HaGomer. So why do you have to be chayish for the Kedushin? Azoy frek de Michas Chinuch. Zok de Michas Chinuch, a beautiful terrace, which is also a very important yisai, and we'll end with this. And that is, you see from here, that when it comes to tshuva, there are two dinim. There's two dinim. There's the gavra, and there's the cheftza. The cheftza means a person does an avera, and he wants to remove that avera from his balance sheet. So how do you remove an avera? You have to do tshuva. How do you do tshuva? There's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how you do tshuva. There's charata, aziv asachet, there's kabbalah la'asad, there's vidui. Vidui has to be bepeh. The Rambam wrote a whole Hilchas Tshuva, and a good part of Hilchas Tshuva discusses how a yid does tshuva. There's dvarim hama'akvin as a tshuva, but there's a whole Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole Sefer, Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva, of exactly how you're supposed to do tshuva. Tshuva is the way, that's the medium, to remove averos. So as it relates to the chepza, the avera, the way you do tshuva is, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of exactly how you're supposed to do tshuva. But Zokta Michas Chinuch, that's only as it relates to the avera itself. How about in terms of the gavra? The gavra, the person who did the Avera, whether or not this person is viewed as a tzaddik, as a Rasha, or as a tzaddik, or a Rasha Gomer, says the Michas Chinuch, that has nothing to do with whether or not the Avera is there, or the Avera is not there. That works with a separate Shulchan Aruch. And for that, it's Mavur in the Gemara, Kedush, and Daf Mem Tesam Beis, that even a Hira Tshuva, even a Hira Tshuva can take a person, and it can flip him from being a Rasha Gomer into being a tzaddik. It's two separate halachas. There's the Cheftza, the Avera itself, and then there's the Gavra. Am I a Rasha or am I a Tzaddik? As it relates to the Avera itself, that you have the Hilchas Tshuva. As it relates to the Gavra, you don't need Hilchas Tshuva. Even a Hira Tshuva, a proper Hira Tshuva, if a person's Mahara B'Tshuva in the right way, a person can go from being a Rasha Gomer to being a Tzaddik, even though he has the Avera. Now, this person has Averas, and he's going to have to deal with it. He's going to have to clean up his balance sheet at some point, because it's a big mess, and that's something he's going to have to address. But at the same time, he can file for bankruptcy. He can be a new person. He can have a new lease on life, where he could say that even though I have Averis and I know what I need to deal with, and it's a Rishima from here to Wazoo, but at the same time, the Yid could be considered a Tzaddik. So much so, Harei Mikudeshes Al Menashani Tzaddik Afilu Rasha Gomer. Even if the person was a Rasha Gomer, doesn't matter. Mikudeshes Shem Hira B'Tshuva. The Hira B'Tshuva can make him into a Tzaddik. The Gemara didn't say, says the Michas Chinuch, that the Hira Tshuva is taking away his Averis. It can't take away his Averis. To take away his Averis, he has to do Tshuva. And Tshuva has to be done properly. That doesn't happen in a second. That doesn't happen with a Hira. And for that, one of the things you have to do is Vida, that Hira wouldn't work for anyways. But the point is, that's not what he said. He didn't say, Harei at Mikudeshes Li Amenashe Ein Li Averis. Harei at Mikudeshes Li Amenashe Ein Li Shum Averis Ani Tzorich Lasis Tshuva Olav. That's not what he said in Aramaic. What he said was, Harei Mekudeshes Li Amenashe Ani Tzaddik. Amenashe Ani Tzaddik? You want it off the mensch? The Gavra is a Tzaddik? The Gavra could be a Tzaddik with a Hira Tshuva. It's a fascinating idea that a person can be considered a Tzaddik, even though he has a whole bunch of Averis. It's Yesh Leim, and that's the Teretz Tzidik Hidaz Kasha as well. It could be when the Gemara talks about the Dalich Luka Kapar, it's Pasha. The Gemara is discussing the Averis. How do you remove the Averis from the Avera perspective? Oh, from the balance sheet perspective? Yeah, there's a whole Mahalach. How you do it? There's a concept of tshuva, and then there's Yom Kippur, and then there's Yisurim, and then there's Misa. That's all from the standpoint of the Avera itself. But as it relates to the Yid being a tzaddik, for that, you don't need maybe even a proper tshuva. You certainly don't need Yom Kippur. Certainly don't need Yisurim and Misa. A hira tshuva. Shemi hira bedaitoi. Even a hira bedas, that in and of itself would be enough. The question is, what is that hira? What's the Shulchan Aruch of that hira? So we know the Rabbi Yonah wrote a Shari Tshuva. He explained to us how you do Tshuva. And the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva talks a lot about how you do Tshuva. So we know a lot about how a Yid is supposed to do Tshuva. It's very hard. It's a process. But at the same time, it's been outlined for us. We have a Shulchan Aruch with Noisa Kalim. We know exactly how, if we care to find out, a person is supposed to do Tshuva. But what about this? What's this hira b'dayta? What's this hira that this Yid might have had? So I heard once from the Reshiva Rav El Yaber, he said that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote a kuntris called Yesoida Tshuva. So it's printed in the back of most Shari Tshuvas. It's a few pages, where Shari Tshuva is very long. This is only a few pages. It's called Yesoida Tshuva. And I'll just read the beginning, and this we'll end with this. Sholach lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yad Avodav HaNaviim u'b'yad Yecheskel HaNavi. Yecheskel HaNavi said the following. In Yecheskel Perek Yud Ches, Nu'um HaShem Alikim, Shuvu v'hoishivu mikol pesheichem v'lo yilechem l'michshol avoin. Hashlichu me'alechem es kol pesheichem ashe peshatem bam. V'asu lachem lev chadosh v'ruach chadosha v'lama tamusu. See, Yecheskel HaNavi comes, he tells the Yidden, Nu'um HaShem Alikim, I'm going to give you a nevuah that I heard from the Eibishter. He says, do tshuva. How do you do tshuva? It was very simple. He says, Ashlichu me'alechem es kol pesheichem. Take your pekel, take all your averis, and just throw it away. Do tashlich. Feed it to the fish. A little challah, you're done. Hashem peshatem bam. And by doing that, v'asu lachem lev chadosh, v'ruach chadosh, v'lamas amusu. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Adam Asher Pasha, a Yid who Der Avero ist Vechata. Und Balach so ist Tachas Kanfei Aschchina. Und Likonis bedarcha Tshuva. Askilcha va'orcha bezerach du teilach. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you that wants to do Tshuva. He says, I'm going to explain to you how you do Tshuva. Bayoy mahu yashlich kol pesha v'asharasa. The day you make a decision in your mind that you want to do Tshuva, you should throw away all your Averis. V'yasa atzmoy ki'ilu boy bayoyim noilad. As if today is the day you were born. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You have no mitzvahs. I was just born. What did I do? Previous Gilgal? We're not dealing with that. Right? This Gilgal, I have no mitzvahs. I have no averis. I have nothing. And then he explains. Either way. The day a person decides that he wants to do tshuva, what should he do? Do tashlich. You should go literally to a body of water and you should do tashlich. But you shouldn't just do it in a ritualistic way. You should try to internalize what you're doing. Today's the day that you were born. You know who said that, says Rabbeinu Yonah? Yecheskel Hanavi. Na'um Hashem Elokim. A Yid wants to do tshuva. Hashlichu me'aleichem es kol b'sheichem asher peshatem bom. Va'aseh lochem lev chadosh v'ruach chadosh v'loy v'samusu. So Rabbi Yeber asks, he says, I don't understand. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be simplifying tshuva. All you have to do is tashlich, right? All you need is a little bread. Tashlich. Today's the first day of my life. Ein biyadi lo yischus v'loy chayva. That's tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah just wrote a whole sefer of tshuva. He wrote Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva is not nearly, it's complicated. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean over here? So Rabbi Yeber said it was a whole arichos, and we could talk about it a little bit more, maybe on Sunday. But said Rabbi Yeber that he was coming to explain the other tshuva. Because there's two dinim in tshuva. There's tshuva of the cheftza, and this tshuva of the gavra. You want to know how you do tshuva on the chetza? You want to know how you do tshuva on the averis? That is a whole sefer shari tshuva for. That is a sefer shari tshuva. There you have the dalet chaluki kapara, the gemara, yuma, pei, vav, and aleph. But there's another din. There's something called tshuva on the gavra. A yid wants to feel like I have a fresh start on life, that I'm not that rasha, I'm not metua, that the Eibush is willing to look at me. And he wants to feel good about himself. That's, how do you do that? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's simple. That's very, very easy. That all you have to do is hashlichu me'alechem es kol pesheichem asher peshatem bam. Va'asu lechem lev chadosh v'ruach chadosha v'lama samusu, in the words of Yecheskel. Or in Rabbeinu Yonah's language, b'yoy mahu yashlich kol pesha v'asher asa v'yasa atzmai kilu hayoyim noyla v'yibiyodu v'yitzchus v'loy chayvi v'zeh hayoyim tchilas masav. That's simple. That's a hira tshuva, like the Gemara says in Kedushin. Daf mem tes on the base. All he needs is a hira. What's the hira? This is the hira. So you know what that yid, when he was being mekadosh in Isha, Al Menasha Nitzadik, when he was a Rosh Gomer Mikudeshes, what was his hearer? This was his hearer. Hashlichu me'aleichem es kol pesheichem. His hearer was Hayoyim Noilad. Ve'im biyodoy loyschus v'loychayva. That's the tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yonah called this kuntra, said Rabbi Yeber, you say that tshuva. Because this is really the haschol. This is the foundation. Because when a person feels like he's a Rosh Gomer, it's very hard to do tshuva. When you feel like you're in the rut. So the first thing you need to do is that you need to know that you have the ability to start from fresh. I could start from fresh. At the same time, I'm going to have to deal with what I did in the past. And there's a way to deal with it. That's safe for Shari Tshuva. But Shari Tshuva comes after Yisoid HaTshuva. What's a Yisoid? It's a foundation. First you build a foundation, and then afterwards you can build on top of that. But the Hascholo, the starting point is the foundation. That's where it starts. You need a shovel first. This is the shovel. This is how you start. The way you start is by doing Tshuva on the Gavra. After that, you could do Tshuva on the Averis themselves.